Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, June 9, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The FBI investigates the illegal release of some wealthy Americans' tax returns. New York City eliminates solitary confinement for violent prisoners. Progressive Democrats target Senator Manchin. Half of young Americans say college is too expensive and unnecessary. Germany's new meat tax moves forward in Europe. Also ahead, will the American Catholic Church cancel Joe Biden? But first, the Treasury Department asking law enforcement to probe the leak of tax records of some of America's wealthiest residents. Documents show billionaires like Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk paid little federal tax for years. The White House labeling the breach an illegal release of confidential information, which it is. The group that published the IRS documents, ProPublica, may also be in trouble. Mayor de Blasio and the New York City Board of Corrections ending the use of solitary confinement as a punishment for violent incarcerated people. Supporters say the practice is inhumane. Critics claim there isn't any other way to curb violence inside jail without physically isolating the inmates, which is absolutely true. Members of the Progressive Squad in the House attacking West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, the moderate Democrat announcing his decision to block the party's voting rights bill while preserving the filibuster in the Senate. Far-left Congresswoman Cori Bush telling Manchin, quote, join us in saving lives or get out of the way. Sounds like a threat from the squad. New study by TD Bank says half of young Americans consider college too expensive and largely unnecessary. Millions of teenagers across the USA now considering alternatives to the standard four-year degree. Lawmakers in Germany going ahead with a so-called meat tax to combat climate change. The tariff would apply to animal products purchased in grocery stores, restaurants, even leather goods. Supporters say the funds will be used to decrease carbon emissions from cows and provide better animal welfare. So say goodbye to the schnitzel. In a moment, will Joe Biden be sanctioned by the Catholic Church? Right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Will the Catholic Church cancel President Biden from receiving Holy Communion? The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops will meet next week, and a big topic will be Mr. Biden's pro-abortion activism. The meeting of bishops takes place between June 16th and 18th and will be virtual to adhere to COVID regulations. As you may know, Roman Catholicism considers abortion to be a grave sin. Because Catholics believe all life comes from God, and man is not to interfere in it. That is the theology. Archbishop Joseph Nauman of Kansas City says, quote, "Because President Biden is Catholic, it presents a unique problem for us. It can create confusion. How can he say he's a devout Catholic and he's doing these things that are contrary to the church's teaching," unquote, from the Archbishop. Now, it isn't about Mr. Biden being pro-choice. It's about his embrace of late-term abortion and the president's demand that all taxpayers fund the procedure, even if abortion violates their conscience. In 2013, Pope Francis said, quote, "People cannot receive Holy Communion and at the same time act with deeds or words against the commandments, particularly when abortion and other grave crimes against life and family are encouraged," unquote, from the Pope. So you might think that Joe Biden is in serious trouble with the American Catholic Church and he will be canceled for communion. Not so fast. The problem is that the bishops well understand the church has lost much moral authority in the USA because of the scandals. And the Pope knows that as well. So they don't want another huge controversy, which would happen if the church sanctions Mr. Biden. So I do not believe any definitive action will be taken against the president, and he will still receive the Eucharist. The problem is, how will the church explain that? It is clear that President Biden is harming potential human beings, if you want to use that phrase, in the eyes of the church. It is clear he is violating the collective conscience of millions of Americans by forcing us to pay for abortions with our tax dollars. Now, the media loves Joe Biden, and they don't particularly like the Catholic Church, so you can expect a reportage to be sympathetic to the president. But again, I don't believe the Catholic Church has the guts to deny him communion. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, Great Father's Day Gift, number one nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 14 years ago this week, 12 million Americans tuned in to watch the series finale of the most critically acclaimed TV show in American history, The Sopranos. Here is the story of Tony and his crew. The program debuted in January 1999 to average ratings, but mostly positive reviews. The story was centered around Anthony Soprano, a suburban family man struggling with panic attacks. He also happened to be the boss of an organized crime family in northern New Jersey. Unlike films like The Godfather that portray the mafia as a kind of glamorous crew, The Sopranos depicted average characters struggling with typical problems like addiction, marriage, and raising children. The series featured 27 actors who had previously worked in Martin Scorsese's movie Goodfellas. Just five of the actors were not Italian. The Sopranos was also the biggest hit to receive an R rating, the F word said at least 300 times every season. Despite the rough language and violence, the show would win 106 awards, including 21 Emmys. Throughout its eight-year run, 92 people were murdered on The Sopranos, 8 by Tony himself. He was a busy guy. On June 10, 2007, the final chapter, called Made in America, aired on HBO. The episode would go down as the most controversial in television history. At the climax of the final episode, the Soprano family sits down at a diner. The camera shows a close-up of Tony's face, the sound of a door opening, and then nothing. The audio cuts out, and the screen goes dark for a full 15 seconds. The abrupt ending caused a major controversy in the USA. A record-setting number of Americans called their cable providers to complain they missed the final moments of the program because of the blacked-out scene. According to series creator David Chase, the ending is up to interpretation. Some say it depicts Tony's assassination. Others believe the crime boss still rules North Jersey. Who knows? All I can say is, bada bing. Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.